Saskatoon, Saskatoon Police Service, SPS, is set to receive $305,000 from the province to fund two special constable positions, according to a press release. The alternative response officers, ARO, provide investigative and enforcement support to police officers in Saskatoon. During the 11-week training program at SPS headquarters, the AROS learned de-escalation processes, community engagement strategies, defensive tactics, culturally informed policing, and working with other agencies that provide services to at-risk individuals. Alternative response officers and other community safety officers represent an important evolution in modern policing, and provide an excellent opportunity for those who want to make a difference in their community, said Corrections, Policing and Public Safety Minister Christine Tell in a prepared statement Tuesday. Saskatoon Police Chief Troy Cooper said that the officers have been hired and are currently undergoing training. The provincial funding received will have an immediate impact on public safety, specifically in areas where social programs are provided, he said. The AROS will work under the supervision of a sergeant as part of the Saskatoon Police Service's Alternative Response Unit, which also includes community patrol officers, foot patrol officers, and bicycle officers. The City of Saskatoon also receives an annual municipal police grant from the provincial government. In 2022-23, the city received $6.48 million from Sask. Corrections, Policing and Public Safety through the Municipal Police Grant Program to fund 48 police positions for programs such as the Police and Crisis Team, PACT, and Internet Child Exploitation, ICE, program. PACT consists of police officers and mental health workers who provide an integrated and coordinated response to individuals experiencing a mental health crisis in the community. ICE investigates incidents of child exploitation. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag crimecopscourt_SKTODAY.